supposed to be. Don't believe I speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe I had, oh no, cause it's never been happened to me.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Parts Unknown with your host, Chris. Host. Although you can't really see him, he could be a horse and you wouldn't know. But you probably would eventually notice that he wasn't speaking English but neighing. Anyway, so we just listened to the House Martins Happy Hour. And that made me really want to play this mix mashup thingy of between the Smiths, This Charming Man, and the House Martins' Caravan of Love. It's by this DJ named 1000 Spoons. I don't know, it's the only thing I have by him. But I really wanted to play it when I got inspired, when I walked in and listened to the House Martins. So, we are going to do that, and it's going to be exciting, and then we're going to get into some rad prog. And so to start... so, as I said before, for those just joining us, if you are, I don't know, Smiths versus the House Martin by 1,000 Spoons, This Drumming Caravan. It's super swell. So, for those who don't know, and I don't know, maybe even if you do know, whatever, but Fatboy Slim is in the House Martins, which is like this Christian rock band from, you know what? I'm not even going to try to tell you about it because I'm not 100% sure. But they're quite, I mean, if you're into that, then you should listen to it. But I don't know, this mashup was like freaking phenomenal, and I really wanted to listen to it. It also provides the perfect segue into my next tune, which, you know, I believe the House Martins are from England. I really want to say they are. And I'm like 90% sure the Smiths are, but I never really listened to them as a kid. Anyway, the next band I have is from England. So the English, I think. I might just be totally off with all these connections. Anyway, the next track I'm going to play, Band IQ. There's this, like, this... They've released so much stuff, have this crazy cultish following, and they've just got some phenomenal, really cool music going on. Super dark, super awesome. Super awesome. Yeah. This is off the album Dark Matter. Came out in 2004, and this is the first track, Sacred Sound. It is a long one, as a lot of prog rock songs are, or post-rock or whatever, just long instrumental tracks. And yeah, this is the Sacred Sound.
From under me, no more. I'm CITR employee Brian Cochran. I planned a vacation at the end of July, only to realize that Battles are playing at the Rickshaw on Saturday the 23rd. Don't make the same mistake I did. Be at the Rickshaw to have your face melted and your mind blown when Battles tear through their amazing new Warp Records release, Gloss Drop. Advance tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, and High Life Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca. Don't blow it like I did. Go see Battles July 23rd at the Rickshaw.
Yes, y'all indeed should go see Battles on July 23rd. In fact, to make that a little bit easier for a lucky one of you, or two, if that one can get a date, I don't know. Depends who wins. You can get, I'm giving away two free tickets to the Battles show on the 23rd. I have not decided what question or what hoop I'm going to make my listeners jump through so as to win them, but I haven't decided. That's okay. I have like five other 10-minute prog songs on my playlist to decide, but it will probably be something random and have nothing to do with the show or the band. So for those who are into it, stay tuned, and I will come up with some, you know, some silly questions to ask, and I will give out the number and such in the future. We have 40 minutes together. I'm going to keep the suspense taut, because I like that word. And anyway, so that was just Sacred Sound, IQ. They're super good. They've actually still active in 2011, even though they've been around for like 30 years, which is impressive, and still very few people know about them. And it's like, they sound really good, just like old school prog that was good, like Yes and Genesis. Although they kind of like to deny that they're just Yes and Genesis followers, which is totally true, because they don't sound that much like Yes and Genesis. And their whole repertoire is quite varied. But anyway, so another band that has been around for a while, and I saw over the weekend at Folkfest, the Jayhawks. So this is, it was Folkfest, not Prog Rock Fest. So this is a folk band, for anyone who doesn't know. But they were really good, like absolutely mind-blowing. I didn't go into Folkfest. I just kind of like sat on the beach and listened to it, and I could kind of see them playing their instruments. But either way, I decided to, as homage to the Jayhawks, who are really good, I'm going to play a track. This is off their album Hollywood Town Hall, and the track is Waiting for the Sun.
Then I
Okay, so that was just the Jayhawks, because they played at Folk Fest and they were really good. And so for those who missed Folk Fest, suck up next year. Although I don't know who's going to be playing next year. They haven't released the lineup yet. I'm not surprised. The other one just ended yesterday. Anyway, so moving on. That was a little bit of country for those who didn't know. And then so we're going to play. We're going to move because that was the genre country. Now I'm going to play a song with the name country in it. This is French Countryside by Psychedelic Horseshit. I don't know what Psychedelic Horseshit is. It might be like a psychedelic frog. Like, you know, you lick the frog and you're like, whoa! I'm not sure if that's what they're implying. Or it could just be like rainbow horseshit. Either one. they're pretty cool. And this is a track, French Countryside. We'll be right back. And so that was just psychedelic horseshit off their most recent album, June 2011, Laced. French Countryside is the track. And okay, so although I didn't play a 10-minute prog song, I have decided I'm going to give away these battles tickets. And so really, all you have to do is call in, tell me. So these guys, in addition to playing on July 23rd at the Rickshaw, will be curating the ATP Festival. So to win these tickets, we're going to, you know, start it a little tough. And if no one freaking knows this, then, you know, it'll get easier over the hour. But so to start, ATP Festival, you need to tell me where, what it stands for, this year's theme, and like, hell, if you know that much, you can give me some of the lineup straight up. So that's what's what. You can call in CATR at 604-822-2487. You cannot call in if I am talking, because then I can't talk to you on the phone and talk to the other people, including you, over the radio. So you're going to have to call when I'm playing a track. But that was all the info. And so we'll see, hopefully, that number again, 604-822-2487. I am going to be playing a track, a tune that is quite long, so I'll give everyone some time to really think about it. You got to tell me about the ATP Festival and what's up with that, and you might win battle tickets. Tickets to battle! You can go to battle! I've never been to battle. Although I've played a lot of video games where it's like, to battle! But, you know, that's a little different. Anyway, this band, we're still in England for some reason, or are going back to England, because a lot of cool stuff happens in England. Ah! The phone's ringing. What did I just tell you? I can't do that right now. I'm sorry, man. I can't answer that. Like, the phone... Okay, anyway. So, We Flood Empty Lakes by Yindi Halda off their album Enjoy Eternal Bliss. Thank you. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. For those who don't know, that is the UBC radio station where my name is Alex, I play prog rock, and I sit in this chair, which is quite padded, and I talk about random things, and no one can really stop me. I mean, you could really come into the station and be like, Alex, shut up! But no one has yet, so I'm not too worried. As far as I know, you guys enjoy this. Anyway, I hope you guys liked the Yindi Halda track. They are one of my favorite bands. I have a lot of favorite prog rock bands. They're one of them. In fact, the inspiration for calling this show Mantis Cabinet is based off a good friend of mine, and he introduced me to prog rock, or sort of this more instrumental side of rock and music. And Yindi Halda was one of the three bands he started me off with. It was Yindi Halda, Do Make Say Think, and Explosions in the Sky, with Godspeed You Black Emperor and Meanwhile Back in Communist Russia, close in tow. But good times. Actually, we went to see Do Make Say Think when they toured in Toronto for when they released the album You, You're a History in Rust, and that was stellar, and we both got a shirt, a Do Make Say Think t-shirt, and for the next like 4 months, every time we wore it, we would coincidentally be wearing it in the same day, without planning. It was pretty wild. That was how you knew we were soulmates. But like, not that kind of soulmates, just like Do Make Say Think soulmates, which is pretty cool. Anyway, so unfortunately, to the hordes of people who wanted it, the Battles tickets have been taken, not physically, because they're not physical tickets, and I can't give away physical things on the airwaves, but they have been vouched for, if you will, and there was only one person who called in, and I have this inkling they just had the ATP wiki open, but whatever, I didn't say not to wiki it. Bonus points to ya. Anyway, for those, you must pay to go to battle on the 23rd. Or you could just not go. Or you already have a ticket. Either one. But in addition, the Rickshaw is also hosting Thurston Moore and Kurt Vile and the Violators on Thursday. Such that if you are choosing whether to go out on Thursday or Saturday, as awesome as battles are, I can tell you Thurston Moore will be better. Why? Because Thurston Moore is Thurston Moore. Battles are battles. Done. If anyone needs more of an explanation as to why the lead guitarist of Sonic Youth is better than battles, you know, you can phone in and we'll argue it to the bitter end. And then Kurt Vile is awesome too. And the Violators. And who doesn't like to be violated? I can't name one person who doesn't. I know I like to be, you know, my personal space violated all the time, and I'm hoping the Violators do that. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking. I am going to do this, and then play another track. We are going to Thailand in the 70s for this next track, after this other one, which you'll recognize not as a song. And, yeah, that is the 70s Thai Orchestra, album unknown, all song titles unknown. But it's pretty cool. Anyway. Enjoy after this.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That last track was by, our last tune, song, piece of music, was by a band from Russia called 417.3 off their new album, __, __, __. It makes a face. That's how you know they're prog. When their album is an emoticon, their band name is a series of numbers, and that song was called 5. Other notable songs on the album include the song 8, period, that squiggly line at the top left of your keyboard. There's a song called __, __, it's great. It's all super proggy, super awesome. They're from Russia. They've had quite a change up in terms of switching from more guitar heavy, more violin heavy, like cello, contrabass, whatever it may be. So their albums ever since 05 have been quite changing with lots of different personnel changes. So I only have this album, the __, __, __, __. Album, but for, you know, if you have other ones, I'm more than sure that they're gonna have some really varied sounds and stuff, which is really cool. So it is quite late now at the end of my hour, and this is where it says on my sheet of paper that I ought announce upcoming shows in Vancouver for those who like to go see shows. So we have, I actually have a bunch this weekend, I'm stoked. Thurston Moore and Kurt Vile and the Violators playing on Thursday, like I already said, at the Rickshaw. Friday, Wizards are playing at the Cobalt. Wizards are sweet. They're awesome. They're a lot of fun. They're really cool guys. And you should check that out at the Cobalt. On Saturday, as I was saying, Battles is playing at the Rickshaw. In addition, Indian Wars are playing. I don't know where, though, but they're really good. You should check that out. Ah, they're playing at the Waldorf Patio. Waldorf is having a beach party, and Indian Wars are playing. I remembered that because Indian Wars is very appropriate for a beach party, and they will be playing there. And then on Saturday, in addition to Battles, Indian Wars and stuff, Zulu is having, it's called Katsalano. It's a retarded way to pronounce anything. Worst festival name I've ever heard of. But some acts from Vancouver. This goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. On 4th, West 4th, between McDonald and Burrard. So straight up, hard to kits. So a lot of bands playing, all from Vancouver. Some of the